The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers taking on the Indianapolis Indians in Game 5 of a 6-game series. The Clippers find themselves in a position where they need both games over the weekend to earn themselves a split against the Indy Indians. They have lost 4 of the first 5 yesterday. The teams played through the rain, and it was a fairly close, mostly low-scoring affair. The Clippers were able to get a run in the ninth inning, and they again put themselves in a position to grab the game, but they were not ultimately able to do it, and so they are again in a spot where they've got to win tonight and tomorrow to get a split of the 6-gamer if they want to match what they did the first time they came to Indianapolis this year. Let's take a look at the standings around the International League on this Saturday as we get you set for Clippers baseball in the IL West Division. Nashville won yesterday. That, coupled with the Clippers' loss, has them a game and a half up. The Sounds are 35-22 on the year. The Clippers 34-24. The Memphis Redbirds lost yesterday as well, so that keeps them a game behind the Clippers, 2.5 out of first at 33-25. Indianapolis, 2 games over 500. They and Toledo both 29-27, 5.5 off the pace. Gwinnett and Omaha, 6.5 games back at even 500. Gwinnett, 29-29. Omaha, 28-28. St. Paul Saints, a game under at 28-29. They're 7 games back. Iowa, 10 out of first at 25-32. And the Louisville Bats, the worst record in the division at 22-35, 13 games out of first place. In the East, it's Rochester on top, 35-23. They are 2 games clear of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, who have won 8 of their last 10 games, jumping up into second place. They're a half game ahead of Buffalo, the Bison's 2.5 out. Durham, 4 games back, Jacksonville, 5. Norfolk and Worcester, both 6 games out of first place. And then you fall down, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, 13, Charlotte, 14, and Syracuse, 14.5 games out of first in the International League East Division. Blake Wyman gets a start today for Indy. Tobias Myers for the Columbus Clippers. We've got the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And we are here at the ballpark, Victory Field, the site of the 5th game of the 6-game series. Let's get you the starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. Will Benson leads it off for the Clippers in center field. Alex Call bats second. He is the DH. Will Brennan bats third, plays left. Bobby Bradley in the cleanup spot will be the first baseman, followed by the right fielder, Nolan Jones. Batting sixth, Brian Lavastida. He's the Clippers' backstop. David Fry is at third base, batting seventh. Mitch Tolman, eighth at short. And Jose Fermin at second base at the bottom of the order. For Indianapolis, O'Neill Cruz at shortstop is at the top of the order, followed by the left fielder, Kanan Smith in Jigba. Jiwon Bae in center field bats third. Mason Martin, the first baseman, will do the cleaning up. Rodolfo Castro bats fifth, plays second. Bly Madrist, the DH, bats sixth. In the bottom third of the order for Indianapolis today, Hoy Park in right field. Carter Binns, the catcher, and Josh Bissonnette at third base. Tobias Myers starts for the Clippers. Blake Wyman will go for the Indianapolis Indians. Wyman making his first career start. It'll be a bullpen day for Indianapolis for the most part here in Game 5. Wyman so far on the year 0-1 in 9 appearances with a 4.05 earned run average. This is his third straight season playing basically the entire year in AAA. Left-hander going through his warm-up tosses. Indianapolis wearing Indianapolis Clowns jerseys as they celebrate their Negro League team that was here for many, many seasons.
White pants, white jersey top, clowns across the chest in red, red numbers on the backs, bright blue caps, red brim, and a red C on the crown. For the Clippers, it's the road grays, but the crimson jersey tops today. For the visitors, navy caps, red brim. Change of uniform might change the Clippers' luck if they have lost three of the four so far in this series. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for next Fantastic Friday, June 17th against St. Paul. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. 76 degrees, our game time temperature. Winds out of the south at 6 miles per hour under cloudy skies. First offering to Will Benson is low for ball one. Underway right on time at 7:05. There is rain floating around central Indiana, but hopefully we are going to dodge those small cells. Called strike here evens things at 1-1 against Benson. Yesterday it rained from first pitch to last at varying degrees. Benson swings and cues one on the third base side. What English! And a collision over there. Wyman and Bissonnette come together. Nobody any the worse for wear, but for Will Benson, a very odd single to start the ball game. He swung the bat at a breaking ball down near his shoe tops and hit it on the third base side right off the end of the bat. It was heading toward the foul line. Boy, what a weird play. It actually hit the foul line almost as if the foul line were a wall. It went bouncing back into the field of play. It must have had just an incredible amount of English on it. But Benson will take it. It's a leadoff single. Here's Alex Call. Call takes an off-speed pitch on the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Middle infield in double play position. There's a nasty cell of weather north of Indianapolis, but with the wind coming out of the south, that should not really be a problem for us. Call takes high. One ball, one strike. The cell that is, and the weather is generally moving to the east, and there is a cell to the west of us kind of heading our way, but it appears to be losing some severity, and hopefully by the time it gets inside the belt around Indianapolis, it will diminish to almost nothing. One ball, two strikes to Alex Call. Wyman, the left-hander, delivers with the runner in motion. The pitch is wide. The throw down not nearly in time. Great jump for Will Benson. And he's got it stolen. Benson leads the Clippers in stolen bases. That's now 13 for him. He's been caught twice. He's got a big chunk of the Clippers' 47. In scoring position now for Call. Call is out of the cleanup spot for the first time in a long time. And right now, batting second, he's in an RBI position. See if he can come through. 273 batting average, 19 batted in on the year. He takes a pitch low. Skips away from Carter Benz, but not very far, so Benson stays put at second base. All with a robust on-base percentage. He has drawn a lot of walks this year, 25 of them. On base of 397. Payoff pitch, and he swings, and it's a high fly ball to left field. Kanan Smith and Jigba at the wall. Bye! Well, the Clippers have not had much in the way of home runs in this series, but Alex Call just brought home two. His sixth home run of the year, RBIs 20 and 21, and the Clippers jump on top here in the first inning. Blake Wyman didn't want to walk him, so he threw one over the plate, and he got way too much of the zone. Great swing for Alex Call to put the Clippers on top here. Bases empty, still nobody out. That pitch came in just above the knees, out over the outer half of the plate, a fastball, and Alex Call knew just what to do with it. Well, here's Will Brennan. He had three hits yesterday. He was in the leadoff spot. Will Benson got the day off yesterday. Brennan jumped into the top of the order, and boy, it suited him. Will Benson has really been dynamite for the Clippers since moving to the leadoff spot with Richie Palacios in the major leagues. So you hate to move him out of there, but just one game, but Will Brennan seemed to do quite well as the leadoff hitter. He swings here and fouls away the 1-0. One ball, one strike to the Clippers left fielder. Brennan with that three-hit performance, now batting .316. Had a slow start when he was first promoted here to AAA. He's found his legs, left-handed batter against the lefty pitcher, swings at a breaking ball and comes up empty 1-2. Bren was batting .311 at the time of his promotion. Checks his swing and a breaking ball. Did he go? No. He had four home runs. He had driven in 39 of his Rubber Ducks teammates in 36 games. That over just 135 at-bats. Four homers in AA. Doesn't have one yet in AAA. 2-2 pitch. Fastball low, full count. So Will Benson with a very awkward single to start the ball game. Alex Call worked to count full, hit a two-run home run, and Will Brennan now awaits a 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, and it is hit high and deep to right field. Hoy Park back to the warning track. It is off the wall. Brennan burning for second base. The throw is going to beat him, and he's out by a country mile. He hit it too hard. Hoy Park played the carom beautifully. And he had the ball in his hand and was throwing it to second base just as Brennan was touching first. When you hit a ball like that, well, Brennan didn't get out of the box very well. When you hit a ball like that, you think extra bases right away. But the throw beat him by, boy, a good 10 feet. So it's a base hit, and then I believe it was 9-4 on the put away. Bobby Bradley at the plate, swings and misses at the first pitch. He is in the cleanup spot tonight. Checks his swing at a breaking ball down, 1-1. Bradley had a homer in the first game of the series. His second back in the Clippers uniform this year. No hits in his last two, but he's driven in runs and reached base. Swings here and grounds it on the right side. Second baseman Rodolfo Castro has it. Easy overhand flip to first in time for the out. Two down for Nolan Jones. Jones playing in his fourth game since being activated from the injured list. Another lefty against Wyman. The pitch to him is over but low for ball one. Nolan, his first game with the Clippers this year, went 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. Since then, though, in the two games he played after that, he reached base 8 of 10 trips to the plate. Four hits, four walks, four runs batted in. Takes a strike to even things at 1-1. Wyman kicks and deals and throws an inside fastball to make it 2 balls and a strike. So for Wyman, at least three pitches to every batter. Benson singled on the third. Call homered on the sixth. Will Brennan saw 6 pitches. 3 for Bradley, and now 4 to Nolan Jones, and this one comes in low. 3-1. Next offering is in for a called strike. Nolan Jones didn't like the look of it, so took it. It's a full count. Wyman has been a long man at times this year for Indianapolis. He's on three different occasions gone more than two innings. Last time out, he threw three against Omaha. His payoff is a called third strike on the inside corner. He froze Nolan Jones, and that'll do it for the Clippers. They get three hits, two runs. Alex Call, a big two-run home run to left field. And after a half, it's the Clippers two and Indy coming up.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Indianapolis coming up in their half of inning number one. Clippers lead them 2-0. Tobias Myers has been staked to an early lead. The Winter Haven, Florida right-hander going through his warm-up activities. Myers has made each of his last two starts against the Toledo Mudhens, and he did not give up a run over nine innings. Go back to three starts ago. He went five against Buffalo, just one run on six hits. So over his last 14 innings, Myers has allowed only one run. First pitch called strike to O'Neill Cruz. 0-1 to the top Pittsburgh prospect. Myers has whittled his ERA from 6.52 to 4.61, shaving almost two full runs off of it. Gets a called strike here again. It's 0-2. Cruz batting .227 on the year. Six homers, had one here against the Clippers in this series. And swings out in front of the off-speed for strike three. So Cruz put away. That will bring up Kanan Smith and Jigba. Myers making his 83rd career start. Originally a member of the Baltimore Orioles organization. In his second year of pro ball, he was traded from Baltimore to Tampa. Made his way up to AAA in 2021 for the Rays, pitching 12 games for the Durham Bulls, a 3-4 record with a .450 earned run average. Offseason acquisition by the Guardians via trade in November of 2021. Throws the 1-0 pitch to Smith and Jigba for a called strike, 1-1. Myers from the first base side of the slab delivers high and away, two balls and a strike. 10 starts for the Clippers this year, just one win and five losses with that .460 earned run average. Next pitch is high. Three balls, one strike to the left fielder. Smith and Jigba, left-handed batter, waits. Here it comes, and he tried to hold up his swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. And the count is even. Six feet tall, 210-pounder. Deals a 3-2. Ground ball past the mound, past second base, up the middle for a base knock. So Kanan Smith and Jigba is aboard, and Jiwon Bae will come to the plate. They playing center field tonight. He's been at second base, he's been in left, and now he's in center. Joining the outfield by Hoy Park, who we've mostly seen on the infield as well. His Indianapolis Indians move their defensive players around an awful lot. O'Neill Cruz, a shortstop by trade, has played the outfield. First pitch to Bay is a called strike, 0-1. Saturday night crowd still filing in here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch, breaking ball, and a beauty for a called strike, 0-2. Again, with rain in the area, you wonder how many of them decided to sit this one out. Myers fires the 0-2, and it's swung on and fouled to the screen. Maybe taken in via MILB.TV, where the Guardian Stars of tomorrow play today. You can go to MILB.TV and use promo code CLIPPERS at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB for details. You can watch the Clippers home or away all season long. Here's a breaking ball in the dirt. A start, a stop, a throw, a tag, and he's out at second base. What a job from Brian LaVastita. Kanan Smith and Jigba started on the low pitch to head to second base. Then he put on the brakes when LaVastita didn't field it cleanly. Oh, how about that? The ball bounced right by LaVastita as we see the replay and the tag. Ooh, that's a close one. Clippers might have caught a break. The ball bounced past LaVastita and got wedged in the home plate umpire's chest protector. And then fell to the dirt. LaVastita turned around, picked it up, and fired a dart down to second base to cut down Kanan Smith and Jigba. So base is empty. Two outs now and a 1-2 count. The pitch is outside. Bay swings and flies it to left field. Easy catch for Will Brennan. He'll pull it in for out number three. That'll do it for Indianapolis. No runs, one hit, and nobody left aboard. We go to the second inning. Columbus 2, Indianapolis nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ryan LaVastita made a great throw to catch Kanan Smith in Jigba trying to take second base in the bottom half of the first inning. And the Clippers catcher will lead things off here in the top of the second. Columbus up 2-0 against Indianapolis. LaVastita batting .245. He's got a 10-game hitting streak. Three homers, 10 batted in. And Blake Wyman throws a fastball for a called strike over the outside corner, 0-1. LaVastita, then David Fry, then Mitch Tolman. Wyman three innings his last time out, so He can go deep into ball games as a reliever. This is his first career start. Misses outside 1-1. Now the pitch. That ball is hit high in the air, but not deep to center field. He got underneath of it. Bay waiting, still waiting, finally makes the catch as it comes back down for out number one. Well, fans, if you are driving around listening to Clippers Baseball, glad to have you on this Saturday evening with us. Just make sure that your safety belt is buckled. A message from the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Here's David Fry. 256 average, leads the Clippers with 10 home runs, and he grounds one on the third base side. Bissonnette grabs it, throws across his body to first. That's a dandy play. I don't care what uniform you are wearing. Josh Bissonnette just made a highlight reel defensive play to take a hit away from David Fry. I mean, just getting to the baseball was one kind of play, and then the leap in the air, the pirouette, throwing across his body to cut down Fry for the out. Here's Mitch Tolman with two down and the bases empty. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wyman fires a fastball low, 1-0. Lights on here with thick cloud cover overhead. 1-0 pitch is in for a called strike. Fastball at 88 from Wyman. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Slight shift to the pole side against the left-handed batter on the infield. The outfield straight away. Next one hit high and deep, and I don't care where you're positioned defensively. You're not getting this one. It is gone. Mitch Tolman goes yard into the lawn seats to right field, and the Clippers lead it 3-0. Seventh home run of the year for Mitch Tolman. His 28th run batted in. Wyman has allowed two home runs, and the Clippers lead it 3-0. Wyman came into action tonight having allowed exactly one home run all year long in 13 innings. Clippers have gotten him for a pair. First pitch swinging, Jose Fermin hits it up in the air, but this one's shallow to right field over toward the line. Hoy Park will make the catch, and that will be that. Solo home run for Mitch Tolman. And the Clippers increase their lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It is 3-0 visitors.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Indianapolis comes to the plate in the bottom half of the second inning. Mason Martin will lead things off. The cleanup man followed by Rodolfo Castro and Bly Madris. Clippers 3, Indy nothing. Game 5 of the 6-game series. Indianapolis has won 3 of the first 4. Tobias Myers goes to work. And Martin takes outside for ball one. Triangle shift to the pull side against the left-handed power hitter. Takes a breaking ball high and away. Two balls and nothing. Next pitch, fastball, looked pretty good. Must have been a hair low. 3-0. Well, don't just throw a get-me-over fastball here because this guy will hurt you. He missed outside for ball four. Brings up Rodolfo Castro. Well, congratulations to the Grove City Greyhounds baseball team. The season did not end the way they wanted it to, as they fall to Sylvania Northview in the state championship Division I baseball finals. Canal Park in Akron, Ohio. Dogs finish state runners-up here in 2022. That is a huge accomplishment. City of Grove City, suburb just outside of Columbus, sent them on their way lining the street a couple of days ago, and then they beat Mason yesterday to reach the championship game, but fall in the final. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Great job this year by the Grove City Greyhounds. Congratulations to Coach Ryan Alexander, the entire staff, and every kid that put on the Grove City blue and red this year. Oh, no balls, two strikes to Castro. Runner at first, here's the pitch. Popped up, foul, and out of play behind home plate. Still 0-2. Castro batting .231 on the year. Three homers, 14 batted in. Just rejoined this Indianapolis club down from Pittsburgh before the series. Here's the offering, and once again fouled to the screen. Clippers 3, Indians nothing. Alex Call with a two-run home run. Mitch Tolman with a solo shot. Home runs have, well, and you expect it in this ballpark, but they have not been plentiful for the Clippers. 0-2 pitch is up high. One ball, two strikes. Indianapolis has hit home runs in the series up until last night. Yesterday was the first game in the month of June that the Clippers did not give up a home run. They had previously allowed 15 homers in the nine games prior to yesterday. Pitch, breaking ball, crushed, right field. That is going to get down just in front of the wall. Into the corner, Nolan Jones now has to go chasing it as it bounces along the wall. It will be a throw to third base, and that throw is going to be in time. Mason Martin scores, but Rodolfo Castro is thrown out. Nolan Jones got it in to Jose Fermin, and Fermin made a great toss over to David Fry to cut down Castro, trying to get to third base. So the Indians are on the board. It's a 3-1 ball game, but the bases are empty and one out. Credit Castro with an RBI double. Nolan Jones has a tremendous arm. Fermin actually bounced the throw over a couple of times to third base, but David Fry stood in, took the throw, and put the tag on for out number one. First pitch to Bly Madris is out of the zone for ball one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball for Myers. Myers working quickly, fires, and misses low. Two balls and nothing. Get a look at the replay here. It's a great call. He was out. And for David Fry, it was an excellent reception of the baseball. Here's a high, towering pop-up to shallow center field. Mitch Tolman is out, and he'll make the catch for out number two. It was a very tough in-between hop for Fry with Castro bearing down on him. He had to grab it on the short hop and then get the glove over in time. Made the play to get the out. Here's Hoyt Park. Park has an outfield assist today. Made a great throw into second base to cut down Will Brennan. Swings and grounds the ball in the first. Pitch into center field. That's a clean single. Mitch Tolman made a dive after it, but just out of his reach. So man on and two outs for Carter Binns. Binns batting under 200 on the year, but 2-for-4 in the series. Park takes his lead from first. Right-hander throwing for Indianapolis in the bullpen. First pitch is hit on the ground to Tolman. He's got it. He'll make the long throw across the diamond to Bobby Bradley in plenty of time for out number three. A run scores. Clippers lead it 3-1 after two in Indianapolis.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses preparing your legacy. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
So sticky.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Indianapolis goes to the bullpen. Blake Wyman, two innings, gave up three runs on four hits. All the Clippers' runs scored on homers. Alex Call brought home Will Benson with a two-run home run in the first. Mitch Tolman had a two-out solo home run in the second inning. And Heath Hembry is on. He continues his rehab assignment here in AAA. Hembry out of Spartansburg, South Carolina, drafted by San Francisco back in 2010 in the fifth round out of the College of Charleston. Made his Major League debut back in 2013 for San Francisco, but that was the only year that he played for the Giants. From 2014 through part of 2020, he pitched in the Major Leagues for the Boston Red Sox. Moved on to Philadelphia in that 2020 season. In 2021, he split time between Cincinnati and the New York Mets. And now here in 2022, 17 games with the Pittsburgh Pirates before going on the shelf with injury. He's appeared once in the series, walked two, struck out a man. And got an innings worth of work. Did not allow a run. First man he faces is Will Benson, who swings and fouls back the first pitch fastball at 95 miles per hour. Three defenders on the right side. Josh Bissonnette, the third baseman, all alone over there on the left, about halfway between second base and third. 0-1 pitch. Hit on the ground, and the shift is going to be prescient here. Second baseman Rodolfo Castro picks it up, two steps onto the grass, and he'll throw out Benson 4-3. Here's Alex Call, two-run home run, his first time up. First day out of the cleanup spot for a long time for Alex Call, and he is a run producer already. Wind blowing out toward the left field corners. The first pitch breaking ball comes in low. A check swing. They will ask the first base umpire, but the appeal is denied. Jonathan Biaretta calling the balls and strikes today. Wayne Krause is the first base umpire, just ruled on the appeal, and crew chief Ben Sontag is at third. Here's the 1-0. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Clippers in Indianapolis. Longtime rivals now in the International League West Division. This is a hotly contested and very close rivalry. 1-1 pitch. That is at the knees for a called strike. It seems like the vast majority of the games are close all the way throughout. This series has been no exception, even though the results are lopsided with Indy up 3-1. 1-2 pitch, a fastball for a called third strike at the knees. And Alex Call is put away. Hembry broke his necklace on that pitch. Oh, that's... Alex Call has every right to be upset with that one. Pitch was definitely low. Two down, though, for Will Brennan. Brennan singled in the first inning and was thrown out trying to turn it into a double. Breaking ball low for ball one. So Brennan now batting .328 in a Clippers uniform. Embry toes the first base side of the rubber, goes to work, and his fastball is low. We are seeing the skies darken here a little bit in downtown Indianapolis. Thicker clouds overhead. Next pitch, low and inside. It's been a great day in central Indiana for most of it. A lot of sunshine earlier this afternoon. Mid-70s, very pleasant. 3-0 pitch coming, and he walked him down low. We're right here at the edge of White River State Park in downtown Indy. They have the Indianapolis Zoo right here. And at the state park, there is the Indianapolis Canal. Any time of day, it is just loaded with people trying to take in the sights. There's a lot to do here in downtown Indianapolis, and it's not that far away. Less than 3 hours, really, from Columbus. Assuming the construction on I-70 isn't too bad. Here's Bobby Bradley. He takes a fastball outside for ball one. It is a good city. If you want to take a road trip and see the Clippers out on the road somewhere, this is a good spot. A lot to do downtown. There's more hotels than you can shake a stick at, so there's always going to be some place to stay. Indianapolis is a big convention city. 1-0 pitch. That ball's hit hard to right field. It'll get down for a base knock, and it's going to roll toward the corner. Brennan heading for third base. Andy Tracy puts up the stop sign as the throw comes into the cutoff man. Bradley's got a double. The Clippers have two in scoring position. That will leave it up to Nolan Jones. Bobby Bradley back in the hit column. Continues to get himself on base. Jones struck out looking back in the first inning against Blake Wyman, the left-hander, now facing Heath Hembry. Velocity for the right-hander has been mid-90s with the fastball. Jones waits. Here it comes. And he takes that heater high and away for ball one. Jones has changed up his batting stance this year, holds the hands kind of out in front of basically the high chest area, slight bend to the knees, a little bit bent toward the home plate area from the waist, and very little extraneous motion. The 1-0 is hit hard to right field. That will get down for a base knock. One run scores. Bradley coming around. Jones heading for second. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Two-run double for Nolan Jones. Boy, he is swinging a good bat right now. As I said, went 0 for 5 in his first Clippers game. But since then, he has been on some kind of a mad tear. Brings up Brian Lavastida with a runner at second base. Two runs in for the Clippers and a 5-1 lead. Lavastida flied to center field his first time up. First pitch to him is a breaking ball from Hembree down low. Top of the third, 5-1 Clippers on top. That's low. So the injury report today brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. And the report is this. Nolan Jones is healthy. Missed the first 2 months of the season. Dealing with a low back injury. Joined the Clippers at the start of this series. And looks to be in fine form. Meeting on the mound, the pitching coach heads out to have a word, and the word is brief. There is activity, a right-hander throwing for Indianapolis in the bullpen. Believe that is Matt Eckelman. He is hard to mistake. Not since Jumbo Diaz has Indianapolis had to get a jersey that size. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed, 2-1. Hembree deals. Fastball at the knees for a called strike, 2-2. Eckelman is warming up in a hurry down there. I don't know what the pitch count is for Hembree, but he's got to be getting close to it. He's thrown 17. I don't know how much over 20 he'll go. Next offering. The pitch is inside. Did it hit him? That's a foul ball, apparently. Home plate umpire made the wave-off signal. But now visually he shows 2-2, so I'm not entirely sure what the situation. Did he wave off the pitch? It was 2-2. Okay. Here comes the offering. And it's a breaking ball swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. That'll do it for the Clippers, but a walk and back-to-back doubles bring home two runs to make it 5-1 Columbus as we head to the bottom of the third inning.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we? We say less. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
And 1-2 for Indianapolis as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Tobias Myers back on the hill. The offense has helped him out. A 5-1 Columbus advantage with Josh Bissonnette due up. Two-run home run for Alice Call in the first inning. It's the first time all season long, and fans, we are staring at the calendar date of June 11th. The first time all season that the Clippers scored more than one run in the first inning. Have to put the research department on to see if that's the latest in a season that has happened. First pitch to Bissonnette is a bit high for ball one. .232 batting average for Bissonnette. No homers. Six batted in. He takes a breaking ball low. 2-0. Myers has one strikeout, one walk, and that walk came around to score in the second inning. Mason Martin led it off with a base on balls, and now it's 3-0 to Bissonnette. O'Neill Cruz, leadoff man in the first inning, saw three straight strikes to go down swinging. The 3-0 is inside for ball four, so it is feast or famine for Tobias Myers with the first batter of innings. Three strikes or four balls. Those are your two results so far. The guy that saw the three strikes is back to the plate, O'Neill Cruz. Big left-handed batter, 6 feet, 7 inches tall. Takes outside for ball one. Get International League scores coming your way here. Brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. First the 1-0. That's in for a called strike. Bottom six at Buffalo. Bisons leading the visiting Worcester Red Sox 2-0. The Bisons scored two runs in the second. That's been it. Jacksonville leading 3-1 against Gwinnett at home after six innings. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground, and that'll get up the middle for a base knock. Adam played to the pull side, but they didn't have an overshift on. That's what they would have needed. And so Cruz has a single. That sends Josh Bissonnette all the way to third base. Kaden Smith and Jigman to the plate. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Syracuse and Scranton tied one apiece in the top of the fourth inning at NBT Bank Stadium. Top three at Toledo. Iowa with a five-run first inning. Leads the Mudhens 5-0. At Louisville Slugger Field, the Bats lead the visiting Charlotte Knights 1-0, bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch to Smith and Jigba outside. First inning in Memphis. Redbirds lead the visiting Durham Bulls by a 1-0 score. Everything else coming up later on. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Breaking ball at 83. Kanan Smith and Jigba singled back in the first inning. And with a stop and start, was ultimately caught trying to steal second base. There's a pickoff attempt. And boy, they nearly had Cruz. He was caught in between wanting to slide and then go back in standing. Still runners on the corners. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Off speed, low, 2-1. Myers is not a high strikeout pitcher. Actually, coming into play today, his strikeout to walk rate was exactly even, and now he's underwater. The 2-1. That's a strike, 2-2. In 45 innings this year, Myers has walked 27 while striking out 26. Has a chance to even that mark with a 2-2 delivery. Nope, hit high in the air and deep to left field. That could be trouble. Brendan back at the warning track at the wall. And he bounces off the wall, and so does the baseball. That's going to be a double. And it will bring home Bissonnette from third base. O'Neill Cruz had to make sure that the ball was not going to be caught, so he couldn't just go sprinting around. He gets to third base. Kanan Smith and Jigba with a hard double. Gets into a run closer. It's 5-2. Brennan got back to the wall. And then looked like it was just out of his range. Banging off the out-of-town scoreboard. So runners at second and third for Jiwon Bae. Bae is a very contact-oriented hitter, but he'll try and ambush a pitch early in the count. Looks at a fastball high. And it's 1-0. Now this is a dangerous spot for Tobias Myers. Tying run at the plate. Clippers have given him a 5-1 lead. It's now 5-2. He deals, and Bae hits it high in the air down the left field line. It's slicing, and it is a foul ball. That had home run distance down into the corner. Bae hit a foul by about 15 feet. One count. The pitch. Hit on the ground, right side. Fermin is over. Can't field it cleanly. Everybody's safe. That should go as a base hit. It was a long run for Fermin, and he was able to knock it down with the glove, but couldn't pick it up cleanly. Run scores, runners on the corners, and it's now a two-run ball game. Myers from the belt delivers and misses low for ball one to Mason Martin. Now this is the guy Indianapolis wants up in this situation. He can put it over the wall in a heartbeat. 11 home runs, leads the team in homers, doubles, triples, RBIs, slugging, all that stuff. But he is also a huge strikeout candidate. Takes inside, though, for ball two. Martin has struck out 80 times. That is one shy of the league lead. Omaha's Brewer Hicklin has struck out 81 times. And there's a pretty big chasm between second and third. Three-o pitch. Hit high in the air to center field. Deep enough to score a run for sure. Benson underneath makes the catch and throws into second base just to make sure that Jiwon Bae stays at first. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the first out of this inning. Smith and Jigba trots home, and it's a one-run contest. 5-4, Clippers on top. Well, now you need a double play ball. Rodolfo Castro hitting from the left side. Runs pretty well. Throw goes to first, and the runner is just back. Matt Eckelman is definitely ready down in the bullpen. He'll pitch in the fourth. Bae will steal the base if you don't pay attention. He's off and running. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The throw down is high and away. Mitch Tolman has to leap over the sliding Jiwon Bae just to keep that ball from going into center field. So he swipes second. He's in scoring position. That'll take you out of the traditional double play as well. So 0-1 count. Beja stole his 13th base of the season. Castro takes a high fastball. Thirteen steals, that is eighth most in the International League this year. 1-1 pitch. Popped up on the infield. Playable for David Fry. Still in fair territory. Will squeeze it for the out. Two down for Bly Madris. Madris popped a shallow center back in the second inning. 5-4 ball game. Myers, first pitch swung on and missed. This has not been a low-scoring series. Coming into it, Clippers and Indy were both in the top three in team pitching. Indianapolis is still second overall with a 3.98 earned run average, but the Clippers have now fallen below both Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Buffalo. Columbus with a 4.15 team ERA, ranked fifth in the International League. Nashville has the best record on the circuit, and that's due in large part to the fact that they don't give up many runs at all. 1-1 pitch fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Nashville has allowed a league-low 221 runs, only 199 earned runs. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's looped foul on the third base side, out of play. Nashville's cooled off a little bit offensively. They are down to basically a third place tie in team hitting with a 256 mark. The Sounds don't hit a lot of home runs. They do hit a lot of doubles, though. There's a high fly ball to right field. Heading back on it, Nolan Jones. On the warning track, Jones at the wall. He leaps and does not make the catch. A run is in. The runner is to third. That'll be a triple for Bly Madris, and we are tied at five. Nolan Jones being converted to an outfielder, and he is inexperienced out there. It showed on that one. Just trying to navigate, getting back to the wall, finding your position, going along the wall, knowing where the baseball, your glove, and the boundary all come together. And Jones' first step was in as well. So for Madris, an RBI triple, knots us at five. Brings up Hoy Park. Fastball outside, 1-0. Next pitch, swung on and missed, a fastball by him. Park, the eighth man to the plate in this inning, four runs have scored. Next one fouled away, still 1-2. Aaron Pinto warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Myers' pitch count in this inning has become significant. He's up to 59 total pitches. It's a fly ball to center field. Charging hard, Benson. He's not going to get there. It falls in front for a base knock. Madris scores, and Indianapolis has the lead. And that is going to do it for Tobias Myers. There's too many pitches in this inning. Andy Tracy is out. He'll take the baseball, and we will step away. Aaron Pinto coming on for the Clippers, who led 5-1, but now trail 6-5 in the bottom of the third inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Aaron Pinto on to pitch for the Clippers, trying to get the final out in this bottom of the third inning. Indy has turned a four-run deficit into a one-run lead as they are set to bring Carter Binns to the plate, their ninth batter of the inning. Pinto, 2-1 for the Clippers in 17 appearances, 2.74 is his earned run average. Better than a strikeout per inning, 29 Ks and 23 frames against 9 walks. 11 runs on 20 hits, only 7 of the runs have been earned. Now he has thrown a lot of wild pitches, 5 of those. But after a few appearances at the beginning of the season that were kind of rough, Pinto has turned himself into a pretty reliable arm for Columbus. First season at the AAA level. Pinto from West Covina, California, 25 years of age. His first pitch is not going to be a pitch at all, but a throw to first base. Runner is back in time. Carter Binns grounded to shortstop his first time up. The pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0 to Binns. Things just kind of got away from Tobias Myers today. Pinto deals, that's a called strike. As I mentioned, his last three appearances, a total of 14 innings and only one run allowed. So it had been a pretty good run for him, but just couldn't stem the tide today. Did not author a clean inning. He faced the minimum in the first, but gave up a hit. There was a caught stealing in there. Then gave up two hits, one run in the second inning. 5 runs on 5 hits here. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The runner goes, and the throw is late. It's a steal for Hoyt Park. So he's in scoring position with Binns facing a 2-2 count. It's one of the things Myers has run into this year is just throwing way too many pitches, not being in command and having to pitch from behind in the count. And there was a lot of that here in this third inning. Pinto's breaking ball misses outside on 2-2. That'll fill it up to Binns. So this ball game is going to be a battle of the bullpens pretty much throughout. Pinto looks to second, turns and fires. The 3-2 is low and away for ball four. Two on, two outs. Josh Bissonnette started this inning with a walk. Four-pitch base on balls. That was the first of four straight batters to reach. All came in to score. First offering is a fastball at 91 outside. Pinto's 1-0 pitch is a fastball that hits the outer half. One count, bottom of the third inning. Indianapolis has come roaring back after the Clippers scored five runs in the first three innings. Indianapolis with five runs here in the third. Pinto deals a heater off the outside corner. The pitch. That's a called strike on the outer half, making it 2-2. Pinto working pretty deliberately here. As deliberately as you can in the pitch clock era. Bent to the waist, looks in, he's got his sign. Long pause, a couple of peeks to second base, now a third. And finally the pitch with just 1 second left on the clock. There's a breaking ball outside. And Binns was backing away from the plate as the pitch came in. I don't think time was called. The scoreboard still says 2-2, so maybe it was. We'll go with that. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is fouled away down the right field line. Eckelman still down in the bullpen. He was down there throwing while the Clippers were batting in the top of this third inning. That seems like eons ago. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Here comes the pitch. And it's a check swing and a pitch just off the outside corner. He held up. And so the count is full. And the runners, Park and Binns, will be in motion. Lavastina lays down the sign, sets the mitt. Here it comes. It's high for ball four. That is three walks in this inning, two of them to the nine hitter, Josh Bissonnette. Mows the bases, brings out the pitching coach, Rigo Beltran. As Rigo gets to the mound, the entire Clippers infield joins in on the conference. And the message just has to be, hey, get back to doing what you've been successful doing all season long. Understand you have been an important part of this Clippers bullpen. And let's not put ourselves any farther behind than we are right now. It's only a one-run ball game. This inning has been, I mean, listen, when you give up five runs in an inning, it's a disastrous frame. I don't think there's any two ways about that, but if that's where it stops, it's still a ball game. If you make a mistake to this guy, O'Neal Cruz, it can turn into a five-run deficit in a hurry. He's homered twice against the Clippers this year. He's singled and scored in this third inning, and the first pitch to him is in for a called strike. Wind blowing across the field from right to left, maybe a little bit out toward left field. The pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Cruz singled up the middle earlier in this inning. Clippers play him to pull, and now Mitch Tolman is closer to the second base bag than he was the first time. The 0-2. Got a piece to stay alive, fouling it down the left field line. Upper deck souvenir. Here at Victory Field, the main seating bowl. stretches foul pole to foul pole, and there's an upper deck that stretches past the infield dirt on both sides. Again, the 0-2. Hit high in the air to left field, pretty deep. Brennan heading toward the corner. Over into foul territory, it's out of play. And again, it had home run distance, as it turns out. Down in the corner, it's 320 to right and left. But it doesn't stay that shallow for very long. The wall juts out quickly, and it gets very cavernous here at Victory Field. Now the wind has changed, blowing straight out to left field. Still 0-2. Pinto trying to get the final out, but the Indians have him surrounded. The pitch is hit to the gap in left center field. That's going to be trouble. Rolling all the way to the 418 sign. It'll bring in three. Cruz looking for a triple, and he will have it. This has turned into the worst inning all season long for the Clippers. Now, I think they're going to appeal at second base and try and get the final out. Waiting for a new baseball for Pinto. He's going to step on the mound and then step off and eventually he's going to throw to second base to try and get an appeal ruling, but even if that counts, it's still multi-run. Yeah, we'll see. Pinto steps off, throws to second base, and the first base umpire makes the ruling of safe, so it's a three-run triple. And this inning has been just a disaster. Eight runs score. And it's 9-5, Indianapolis on top. Kanan Smith and Jigba already 2-for-2 in the game. A single in the first, an RBI double here in the third inning. And the first pitch to him gets away from Lavastida, but not far enough for O'Neill to take the chance. Down and in for ball one. So one of those nights for Columbus. It looked like it was going to be one of those nights for Indianapolis. How quickly things can change. One-oh pitch. That's a called strike over the outer half. 1-1. Matt Eckelman loves seeing his team score runs, but I'm sure he is not a big fan of having to stand down there in the bullpen for this long. Well, he's going to have to stand there for longer. As another ball is going to fall in. That'll be a double, or will it be a triple? He's trying for third. Here comes the throw, and he is in. Kanan Smith and Jigba saw that the ball got along the base of the wall and decided two bases was not enough. It's back-to-back triples. Kanan Smith and Jigba has gone single, double, triple, and fans are only in the third inning. He scores O'Neill Cruz. Nine runs in the frame on seven hits. Will Benson tried to cut it off in the gap. It was just out of his range. Will Brennan had to play it off the wall. Eli Lingo starts to warm for the Clippers as Jiwon Bae stands in and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Pitch. Hit high in the air to right field, and that ball's carrying. Still back. Nolan Jones at the wall makes the catch for out number three. And the bottom of the third mercifully comes to an end. But nine runs, seven hits, one man left aboard, and Indianapolis is laying it on the Clippers right now, 10-5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Have you transformed your life in the years since being convicted of a crime? A pardon could help expand your career choices and increase volunteer opportunities. You could join fellow Ohioans who have received a pardon with free support from our experts. Learn more at OhioExpeditedPardon.org. That's OhioExpeditedPardon.org. Sponsored by the Ohio Governor's Expedited Pardon Project in cooperation with OAB and this station.
So let me guess, if you're buying something big, you read reviews first. I know I do. What's going on? It's Kirsch, and Newman Roofing Company has nearly the highest ratings possible on every site you look. When your name's on the side of every truck and your reputation is atop every roof, it just means more. And if words like integrity, honesty, and professionalism are important to you, if attention to detail and doing exactly what you say you're going to do means something, then Newman Roofing Company is the company for you. And right now, get your new roof, 12 months same as cash. NewmanRoofing.com. 614 New Roof.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Very different look to this ball game than coming out of our last commercial break. At that point, the Clippers led 5-1. They had been putting it together offensively, couple of home runs. Nolan Jones came up with a big two-run double after Bobby Bradley had doubled. And Columbus was looking like they were in pretty good stead in the early going, and then came the bottom of the third. Indianapolis scored 9 times, and they've taken a 10-5 lead. Matt Eckelman is on to pitch. He has struggled this year. This might be an opportunity for him, with his team up, feeling pretty good, to go out there and relax a little bit. Eckelman has an ERA north of 11, 0-3 record. David Fry is at the plate. Takes a strike, now a ball. It's 1-1. Well, the good news for the Clippers is this ball game is far from over. Just the top of the fourth. Fry tried to hold up his swing on a pitch outside, couldn't do it. And it's 1-2. Eckelman, 6'3", 280-pounder out of Shawnee, Kansas. Pittsburgh drafted him in the 21st round back in 2016. Gets a swing and a miss here from Fry for strike three. Threw him a breaking ball, and Fry could not fight it off. Here's Mitch Tolman, homered back in the second inning. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Eli Lingos back to the Clippers bullpen. Looks like he'll come on for the fourth inning. And now both teams have a lot of innings to cover with the pen tonight. Eckelman throws a strike over the outer half, and it's 1-1. In this day and age, having to cover a lot of innings with the bullpen is not a problem for AAA teams. 1-1. And that's low. In fact, I don't know that any manager would ever say this on the record, but sometimes a night like this can be a blessing in disguise. 2-1 pitch. That is on the inside corner. A called strike at 93. It can be a real challenge to keep everybody in your bullpen fresh. The Clippers have 18 pitchers plus two on Major League Rehab assignments. Tolman torches a ball to center field, and it's going to be caught by Jiwon Bae, though. Line drive right at the center fielder for out number two. You can only have 28 names on your lineup card in any given day, but at the AAA level, the rosters are, for all intents and purposes, 33 men large. or they can be. Not everybody carries 33 on their roster, and the Clippers don't. Jose Fermin takes well outside for ball one. But AAA baseball this year, in terms of the rosters, has looked a little bit like a hockey club where you have healthy scratches every day. You have more players on your roster than you can have on your lineup card. The 1-0-2 Fermin is popped up way up to shallow left field. Smith and Jigba heading over toward the line. He will make the catch, and that'll do it for the Clippers. They go 1-2-3. That's a really good answer for Indianapolis after scoring 9 runs to put the Clippers down in order in the top of the fourth inning. Indy coming up in the bottom of the fourth after this, leading 10-5.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Eli Lingos, the left-hander, is on for the Columbus Clippers. Lingos from Temecula, California, drafted in 2018 by the Guardians in the 22nd round. 5'10", 200-pound southpaw. 26 years of age. Turned 26 a few weeks back. Mason Martin due up. The cleanup man for Indianapolis will lead off here in the fourth inning. Martin has a walk and a run scored and a sacrifice fly on his resume today. Lingos fires a fastball that misses outside for ball one. 5 runs on 6 hits for the Clippers. No errors. 10 runs, 10 hits for Indy. Off speed and a big swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. Lingos fires and misses outside. The 9-run inning. Biggest allowed by the Clippers this year. Lingos throws the 2-1 and gets a swing and a miss at the breaking ball. 2-2. Most runs allowed in an inning prior to that. Clippers had twice allowed 7 runs. Most recently against St. Paul. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. It's also the most hits given up in an inning. Most runs they gave up was 7 runs on 5 hits. Tonight, 9 runs on 7 hits, so fewer hits than runs in these mega innings against the Clippers this year. Rodolfo Castro takes off the outside corner for ball one. Switch hitter batting from the right side for the first time tonight. All of that damage for Indianapolis coming without the aid of a home run. There's a ground ball to third. Fry's got it, throws across the diamond in time for the out. Indianapolis did not have a home run, but hit 3 triples in the inning. Clippers have hit 10 triples all year. Indianapolis now has 22. This is a triples ballpark. Two down, and Bly Madrid swings at the first pitch, pops it up, third baseline. Fry heading down there, but he's going to run out of room. That is two rows deep into the seats. 0-1. I cannot recall an inning for or against the Clippers in my time behind this microphone with three triples in an inning. Lingos turns and fires, and his fastball's a whisker outside, 1-1 count. Funky setup and delivery for Lingos. He has been pretty good for the Clippers this year. There's a line drive base hit, though, into center field from Madris. His second hit of the game. He's going to try and turn it into a double. The throw, he is, called safe. Throw beat him. But Tolman had to play it on a bounce. The glove had to come up before it could go down and put the tag on, so that'll be a hustle double for Madris. Nolan Jones making the play. His throw was right on line, but Tolman had to reach out away from the bag to field it on the bounce. If it's right on the bag, he's out. There's Hoy Park. He swings the first pitch, fouls it away, 0-1. Lingos making his 15th appearance out of the Clippers bullpen. One win, no losses, a 2.33 earned run average. 29 innings, 29 strikeouts. His pitch is fouled away again. Lingos has been bitten a little bit by the home run ball. Five homers in those 29 innings. Ahead 0-2, here's the pitch. And Park just kind of flicked the bat at the baseball to keep himself alive, fouling it away. Lingos has been tough on righties and lefties. Righties actually have a lower batting average against, just 114. Lefties 179, but it's about to get better. Here's a fly ball into center field, down for a base hit. Bly Madris with that hustle double. That's going to pay off because he comes flying around third and scores on the Hoy Park RBI single. Indianapolis leads 11-5. Two quick outs for Lingos. Two hits produce a run for Indianapolis here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Throw goes to first, and Park is just back. Lingos, because of that unorthodox setup, has just a tremendous pickoff move to first base. First pitch, cue shot foul on the first base side. Carter Binns fouls it away. Binns is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. We talked about the fact that the games in this series, really not just this year, but going back years now, have been pretty well nip and tuck. 0-1, swung on and missed. It looked like the Clippers might win going away today. Indianapolis had other ideas. The first series, there was only one blowout, and the Clippers won it 12-5. Lingos throws the 0-2 just high. Outside of that, Clippers win in Game 3. Everything was decided by one run in four other games and two runs in one. 1-2 pitch. That's low, 2-2. Clippers want a blowout in game two in this series, 11-3. And they have lost the close ones. 9-6 in game one, 6-5, and 5-4. So despite the fact that Indianapolis leads the season series, the Clippers have outscored them. Although, if you factor in tonight's, that's going to change. Last year, Indianapolis was the team that won the blowouts. 3-2 pitch is fouled away. They played 11 games head-to-head in 2021. Indianapolis won 6 of the 11. Clippers were 4-3 in the close games, and Indianapolis was 3-1 in the games decided by four or more runs. Again, the 3-2. And that's a called third strike right down Main Street. Froze Benz. He's out. Indy is out, but they get another run on two hits. A man left aboard. We go to the fifth in the Circle City. Indianapolis 11, Columbus 5.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing preparing your legacy. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Clippers down a half dozen, 11-5 as we go to the fifth inning. Top of the order due up here, Will Benson, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Matt Eckelman back out there for a second inning of work. Again, as I mentioned, he has not had a good season, Eckelman, coming into play tonight. 11.50 earned run average in 15 appearances. Eckelman has allowed 29 runs on 30 hits in 18 innings with an opponent's batting average of .353. But with Indianapolis owning all the momentum and a five-run lead, this could be a spot for him to go out there and feel very little pressure and maybe have some success. He put the Clippers down 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. He pitches from the extreme first base side of the pitching rubber. He goes to work on Benson, and the first pitch breaking ball is inside, 1-0. Nick Michalacik has started to warm up for the Clippers in the bullpen. It's the 1-0. Fastball fouled away down the left field line. Well, if you're the Clippers, this game is not out of reach. But obviously you have to score and stop giving up runs in a pretty big hurry. Eckelman deals and a ground ball hit over toward the shift. It's actually going to be O'Neill Cruz making a bad throw. Oh, no. That's terrible. Will Benson is arguing vehemently with Wayne Krause, the first base umpire. Cruz's throw pulled the first baseman off the bag. And Andy Tracy is incensed. And he might have gotten thrown out of the game. I think Andy Tracy wants the first base umpire to ask the home plate umpire for an assist. We haven't seen a replay yet. But live, it looked like it wasn't even close. Well, the Clippers skipper was not ejected. He is heading back to first base. And we still haven't seen a replay. Here it comes. Well, O'Neill Cruz crossed in front of the second baseman to grab the baseball and then threw on the run. His throw was bad. Boy, it's not even close. It's not even close. But Martin was a foot off the bag when he caught the baseball. But history will show that it's a 6-3 putout. Alex Call is at the plate. First pitch to him is a breaking ball out of the zone. Call swings and skies one to left field. Deep. Smith and Jigba back. And he will actually be called off at the last moment by Jiwon Bae. The center fielder grabs it in the gap for out number two. Here's Will Brennan. Brennan is on a pretty good run at the plate right now for the Clippers. Brennan had three hits yesterday. Started off today's game with a base hit in the first inning. Walked and scored in the third. First pitch swinging, and the hit streak continues. Brennan punches it into left field for a single. It comes with two outs here in the fifth inning. Clippers should have runners at first and second. One down for Bobby Bradley, but instead there are two outs. And Brennan alone on the base paths. The pitch. It's hit high in the air, but not deep to shallow right center field. Park over, and Bae over, and Bae will make the catch. Bradley is put away, and so are the Clippers. No runs, a hit, and a man left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning at Victory Field. It is the Indianapolis Indians 11, and the Clippers 5.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them. And they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Nick Mike. Michael Ochik on for the Clippers here in the fifth inning. 9-1 and 2. Michael Ochik has been more of a late inning reliever for the Clippers most of the season. But right now, you got to make sure that Indianapolis does not continue to pour it on. If you want a chance to come back in this ball game, whittle away at it a little bit. Clippers down 6 runs. 6 runs matches the biggest deficit they have overcome this season, which is why you really just can't afford to give up any more. Josh Bissonnette, the 9-hitter. Walked twice and scored twice in the third inning. First pitch to him is a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Indy 11 runs on 12 hits. The Clippers 5 runs on 7 hits. It's been a good day offensively for Columbus, all things considered. But when you look up and see 11 on the other guy's score, it's a bit demoralizing. Bissonnette takes a strike. It's 1-1. And the pitch. Hit on the ground towards the shortstop. Tolman has it. His throw to first is in time for out number one. It's one of the things that makes baseball a unique game. Your offense has done a lot of good things today. 5 runs in 5 innings is a boon. Here is O'Neill Cruz. Cruz is 2 for 3 today, takes a called strike. Came up twice in that third inning, had a single and a 3-run triple. Now, I mentioned at the time, Indianapolis has come back to take the lead. As Cruz takes another called strike, 0-2. That, to me, is the biggest at-bat of the inning. And there were a lot of them, obviously. But if you were able to get O'Neill Cruz there with the bases loaded, or one of the two guys prior that walked and end the inning, maybe come back and score a run, you can change the momentum of the ball game. But that bases clearing triple snuffed out the flame of everything the Clippers had done offensively up to that point. Eli Lingos goes an inning, gave up a run on 2 hits, no walks, a pair of strikeouts. Ground ball on the first base side. Michael Ochik's got it. Underhand shovel to first in time to retire Cruz, 2 away. Down the Indianapolis bullpen, Nick Mears is getting loose. He, like Heath Hembree, here on a Major League injury rehab assignment. Kanan Smith in Jigba has come to the plate 3 times today. Single, double, triple in that order. 2 runs batted in and a run scored. Michael Ochik fires and the fastball is a called strike. So a home run away from the cycle. Smith in Jigba has just 1 homer on the year. Took a home run cut at a fastball and fouled it back to the screen, 0-2. Wind blowing out toward left field. Smith and Jigba, left-handed batter. Mitch Tolman, a left-hander, put one out to right already tonight. Michael Ochik's 0-2 pitch. Fastball up the ladder, 1-2. One-two offering is over, but low, 2-2. Well, both starting pitchers today were in line for the loss when they left the ball game. Just swinging a high fly to center field. The crowd gives an ooh. They want the cycle, but this one's nowhere near deep enough. Caught by Will Benson for out number three, and Mike Olachek puts him down in order. We will go to the sixth inning with the Clippers trailing 11-5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at Goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Here come the Columbus Clippers in the top half of the sixth inning. Nick Mears is on to pitch. The right-hander will face Nolan Jones to start the frame. Jones 1-for-2 with a two-run double back in the third inning. And the rain has started to fall. First pitch called, strike 0-1. Umbrellas popping up and fans fleeing for the cover of the concourse here at Victory Field. Mears delivers and misses outside. Right-hander's 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball down low, swung on and missed. Clippers have activity in their bullpen. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball hit on the ground towards second base. Castro's got it. Throws to first in time for the out. Looks like for Columbus, as long as this ball game is going on, they're just going to churn out a reliever per inning. Nick Michalacic threw a 1-2-3. And Justin Garza is getting loose. Brian Lavastida, 0-for-2. 10-game hitting streak on the line. The pitch. Swung on, a fastball fouled away. Mears bends at the waist, dangling that right arm. Now he's got his sign. The 0-1 pitch bounces in the left-handed batter's box. Hard telling if the rain is going to last here. Right through downtown Indianapolis, We are riding the edge of the cell that's kind of splitting in the middle. So maybe we'll just get a light coat here and then we'll move on out. Next pitch hit high in the air, foul down the right field line and out of play, 1-2. Lavastina batting .241 on the year. His 10-game hitting streak came on the heels of a 9-game stretch where he hit .088. He was having no success. Several multi-hit games mixed in this 10-game hit streak. Here comes the 1-2. And he checked his swing at a breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. .11-5 ball game. Indianapolis on top. Mears back to the spike cleaner. Of course, on a major league rehab assignment, no worry about a pitch clock. .22 fastball swung on and missed. He brought it in at 96 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Lavastina, strikeout victim. That'll bring up David Fry. He struck out in the fourth. He's 0-2. First pitch, breaking ball. Fry was out on his front foot and couldn't hold the hands back. He swings. 0-1 count. Very upright batting stance for Fry. Legs pretty straight. Holds the hands close into his chest. And now raises the bat up behind his right ear as the pitch comes in. A breaking ball that finishes a little bit high. 1-1. Fry's name peppers the International League leaderboard. Takes called strike here on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. 10 home runs leads Columbus. He's ninth in RBIs with 38. The 1-2. Fastball in on the hands. He swings and misses for strike three. Mears puts the Clippers down in order here in the sixth inning. Bottom six after this. It is a six-run lead for the Indians. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom six, it'll be Jiwon Bae to lead things off for Indianapolis. Mason Martin and Rodolfo Castro to follow. Clippers go to the bullpen. Justin Garza, the right-hander, is on to pitch. Garza looking for a bounce-back outing. His last appearance against Toledo was Not a good one. Allowed three runs. Pitched just a third of an inning. Walked three batters, gave up a hit. But that has been an outlier for Garza. Generally speaking, in a Clippers uniform, he has been very good. It's his second season pitching at the AAA level. Pitched his way to the major leagues last year. Started in just sort of a middle relief role for Columbus. Pitched well. Got himself more high leverage innings, and the success rate just kept going and going. And so eventually the Cleveland Guardians said, hey, let's get this guy to the major leagues. Pitched most of his season for Cleveland last year. Took him off the 40-man over the offseason. 1-0 pitch to Bay, and Bay spins himself down into a crisscross applesauce seated position. That's one I've never seen. 1-1 count. Garza deals, and a ground ball to first. Bobby Bradley has it. Big true hop. He'll glove it and take it to the bag himself for the three unassisted put away. There's Mason Martin. Martin has walked and scored, driven in a run with a sacrifice fly, and struck out. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Indianapolis. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Clippers. Garza goes to work and gets a swing and a miss. Cal Eldred warming up, left-hander for Indianapolis. The 0-1, a fastball swung on and missed. Check Major League scores coming up, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Garza's pitch swung on and missed. Went up the ladder at 96. And strikes out Martin. Yeah, the Cleveland Guardians didn't have the late inning magic today. They scored 3 in the ninth, after being blank for 8 innings to walk it off against the Oakland A's. But today, Oakland was actually able to do a lot of damage against the Tribe bullpen. Zach Plesac was the starter. Plesac allowed 4 runs, 3 of them earned over 6 innings. An error, though, cost the Guardians 4 runs. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by Tolman. Throws to first in time. He got it over there. Tolman made the diving grab and then basically just popped to his knees and used his forward momentum falling down to throw the ball to Bobby Bradley for out number 3. We'll talk about the Guardians and the rest of the Major League scores coming up. Great defensive play by Tolman. Does away with the Indianapolis Indians in the sixth. It's an 11-5 Indy lead as we head to the seventh.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Every day, people drive across bad railroad crossings without ever knowing the dangers that lurk down the track. Sight obstructions, overgrown vegetation, natural terrain that blocks the view of impending doom. It's not a matter of if, but when a train will strike another victim. You can help. Report bad railroad crossings at angelsontrack.org. That's angelsontrack.org. Because bad crossings kill good drivers. Sponsored by Angels on Track, aired by OAB and this station. To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mitch Tolman just made a highlight reel defensive play. The Clippers have had several of those in this series. And Tolman gets to lead things off here in the seventh. He has homered today, one for two. Seven homers now for Tolman on the year. 28 runs batted in and a .305 batting average. Lefty-lefty matchup. He swings at the first pitch and skies it to left field. Kanan Smith in Jigba knows where it is, and he'll make the catch. Third baseman Josh Bissonnette completely lost it. Cal Aldred, left-hander on, gets one out on one pitch. Here's Jose Fermin. Fermin is 0 for 2 tonight. Batting .234 on the year. He's got five homers, 21 batted in. Two of the five were hit here. Aldridge delivers a fastball for a called strike over the outside corner. Kind of a crossfire delivery for the left-hander. Hill's from Batavia, Ohio. Home of the Muck Dogs. Used to be. A one pitch. That is just off the outside corner. About the Cleveland Guardians just before the break as they fall to Oakland today. Fermin grounds one to the shortstop. Cruz has it. His throw to first again pulls the first baseman off the bag. That time it looked like Martin might have gotten the tag down on Fermin, but the umpire calls him safe, so that'll be an E6. I don't know if that's a makeup for the call that was missed earlier. We'll see. Replay. That's close. Martin put the tag on the shoulder of Fermin. But I think Jose got the foot to the bag just before the tag came down. So I think that is the right call. He's at first with one down, and here's Will Benson. So the Guardians fall today 10-5 against the A's. Cleveland bullpen has been really very good this season, but today Oakland touched them up for a total of 6 runs. Benson swings and pops this one up to shallow left field. This time the third baseman Bissonnette tracks it and squeezes it for out number 2. Here's Alex Cole. Zach Plesac, the starter, gave up 3 earned runs on 8 hits. His ERA on the season now .470. On the offensive side of things, how about Oscar Gonzalez? 3 for 4 today in his first 15 major league games. The Big O has 25 hits. Throw goes to first, and Fermin is back standing. 25 hits in 15 ball games. Only one game has Oscar pulled an over. He's batting .417, scored a couple of runs. Next pitch from Aldridge is outside. Gonzalez had his second double of the season. But in a losing effort, the Guardians fall to 28-27, second place in the American League Central. Alex called to plate. Here comes the 1-0. It is lifted high in the air down the left field line. But he got out in front. It's a foul ball. Again, home run distance. Call hit a 2-run homer earlier today. Put the Clippers up 2-0. Teams traded solo runs in the second. The Clippers got 2 in the third, a 5-1 lead. All right, you're off to the races. You're thinking if you're the Columbus Clippers, but Indianapolis put a 9 spot on the board in the bottom of that third inning. Another run in the fourth. They lead it 11-5. The pitch. Fastball high and away. Braves whip the Pirates today 10-4. Ronald Acuna Jr. with his sixth home run. Austin Riley his 16th. Two down, the 2-1 pitch. That's outside, 3-1. How about Bo Brisky for the Detroit Tigers? The Tigers aren't any good, but Brisky in his last two starts has shut down both the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. Tigers win it today 3-1 against the Jays. Next pitch, check swing. Did he go? They'll ask the first base umpire, and he says no. It's off the outside corner for ball four. Brisky today, 5 2/3 innings, no runs, 7 hits against that vaunted Blue Jays offense. Toronto is 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 10 games under. That is Brisky's first major league win. Runners at first and second for Will Brennan. And Indianapolis has not found a way to get him out today. Singled twice and walked once. Twins beat the Rays today at home, 6-5. Luis Arraez with his third home run in a 3-for-5 day. Rangers beat the White Sox 11-9 in 10 innings. Cardinals at home sneak by the Cincinnati Reds 5-4. First pitch inside to Brennan for ball one. Yankees pounding the Cubs at Yankee Stadium today, 7-0 in the sixth inning. Giancarlo Stanton hit a ball 120 miles per hour for his 13th home run. Anthony Rizzo, his 15th. Aaron Judge has homered twice. The Yankees have 7 runs on 6 homers. Gleyber Torres with his 12th. Bottom 6 in San Francisco as well. The Giants lead the Dodgers 2-0. The other action coming up later on tonight. 2 balls, no strikes to Brennan. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. And he takes a fastball for a strike. Brennan singled in the first, walked in the third, singled in the fifth inning. To one pitch. Popped up left side. Smith and Jake, but with a long run into foul territory. He's going to run out of room. It's out of play. 2-2. Told you the Guardians are in second place in the Central. They're 4 games behind the Minnesota Twins. The Twins have pretty much from the get-go had control of the American League Central. The White Sox are a disappointment. A lot of that having to do with a huge number of injuries. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That's through. It's a 3-hit game for Brennan for the second straight day. And this will produce a run. Vermeen scores from second. Call goes on to third. The Clippers make it 11-6 now. And Bobby Bradley with a chance to really cut into the lead. Will Brennan is on some kind of a tear. Bounding ball up the middle. They had the overshift on, and that took Castro out of the play, essentially. Straight up, it's an easy 4-3 put away. The shift giveth, and the shift taketh away. It mostly giveth, and that's why people use it. Bobby Bradley, a double for 3. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch to him. Swings and hits it hard, and this time the shift is going to giveth. Rodolfo Castro fields it in shallow right field. Throws out Bradley. That'll do it for the Clippers. They get a run on a hit. They leave a pair, and there was one Indianapolis error. They'll come back after the seventh inning stretch in a 5-run, make it a 4-run ball game now. No, check that, 5-run ball game, 11-6, Indianapolis on top. We'll figure it out.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what? what your love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Jake Jewell on to pitch as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Fans, don't forget to present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights. Next one coming up Wednesday, June 15th against the St. Paul Saints. Here the Clippers down 11-6. Jewell throws a fastball high and tight. The Indianapolis leadoff man. Bly Madris has two hits. Swings and fouls this pitch away to make it 1-1. Madris with an RBI triple in the third and a double and a run scored in the fourth inning. Next pitch fouled away. Again, the biggest moment in this ball game was when O'Neill Cruz hit that three-run triple for his second hit of the third. And it's going to go as a big hit against Aaron Pinto, but you know, I've seen the replay a couple of times now, and Pinto tried to get it off the plate and get him to chase, and he got it off the plate, but Cruz's arms are so long. But he was still able to get to a ball out of the zone and drive it to the gap in left center field. 1-2 pitch. That's strike three. Jake Jewell strikes out Bly Madris to start the seventh inning. Hoy Park has a three-hit game. Three singles. Two RBIs and a run score. First pitch is a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Park singled twice in the third, and then brought home Bly Madris with his single in the fourth inning. 236 batting average on the year. Next pitch inside, almost hit him. How he got out of the way of that one heading toward his ankle, I do not know. 1-1 count. Clippers led this game 5-1, heading to the bottom of that third inning. 9 runs scored. Next pitch, off speed, in for a called strike, 1-2. International League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The pitch, that is low, 2-2. Top seven, Scranton Wilkes-Barre leading at Syracuse, 6-1. Syracuse has the worst record in the International League at 20-37. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Park swings over top. It's back-to-back K's for Jewell to begin this outing. Here's up Carter Binns. Iowa leading at Toledo, 6-0, top of the eighth inning. Still a 1-0 lead for the Louisville Bats. They scored in the third inning, and they have blanked Charlotte through eight. Louisville batting in the bottom of the eighth inning at Slugger Field. Memphis leading against the Durham Bulls, 5-1. That game's in the top of the sixth. The Bulls batting. 1-0 pitch is over, but just low to Binns, 2-0. Lehigh Valley has just broken a tie, leading 3-1 at Omaha, bottom of the fifth inning. Also bottom five at Nashville. No score between the Norfolk Tides and the Nashville Sounds. Jewell deals the 2-0. That's right down Main Street for a called strike. St. Paul leading at home. 4-3 over the Rochester Red Wings. We will see the St. Paul Saints when the Clippers head home next week. Their second trip into Huntington Park. 2-1 is swung on and missed. Now 2-2. Couple of finals. Buffalo at home beats Worcester 4-1, and Jacksonville sneaks by Gwinnett 3-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the base is empty. Jewell has struck out a pair, looking to make it three, and not on this one. A breaking ball misses outside. Full count. Carter Binns has grounded to the shortstop. He's walked and scored, and he's struck out. Caught looking at strike three in the fourth inning. Jewell has the sign. He deals, and a ground ball on the left side is scooped by Fries. Throw to first is true for out number three. We go to the eighth. Clippers down 11-6.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently moved, gotten married, or had a baby? Have a new job but no health insurance? If you're looking for affordable health insurance, Get Covered Ohio can help. Some plans are as low as $10 per month. You can also qualify for free coverage through Medicaid. Make your free appointment by calling 833-628-4467 or visit getcoveredohio.org. Services are available in multiple languages. This message is supported by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but does not necessarily represent the official views of the U.S. government. Sponsored by the Ohio Association of Food Banks, aired by OAB and the station.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, fans, it's time to get outside. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Cal Aldridge back out on the hill for a second inning of work. The Clippers trailing 11-6. Batting in the top of the eighth inning. Nolan Jones 1-for-2 with a two-run double. That came back in the third inning. Jones batting 357 in his brief time back with the Clippers. Offensively, he has looked pretty good. Trying to find his way in the outfield. Not an easy transition. Playing on the dirt your whole life. And having to do it in the cavernous outfield here in Indianapolis. Tough task. Lefty-lefty matchup. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Next pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Anthony Castro warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. One pitch. In on the hands. Two balls and a strike. Jones, Lavastida, and Fry do up. For Brian Lavastida, it might be his last opportunity to extend his hitting streak, which currently sits at 10 games. Yeah. Next pitch, Heater, strike at the knees, called. Make it 2-2. The rain that was falling earlier has almost ceased. A few wayward drops here and there. Most of the umbrellas have been put away. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Golfed into left center field. Another base hit for Nolan Jones. He hits the bag, a big turn at first. And now he will put on the brakes and head back with a two-hit game. Just seems to be able to get to the ball better with this new setup he's got. Here's Brian Lavastida. 10-game hitting streak, but 0-3 so far. Middle infield and double play position. Lavastida has flied to center field, and he has struck out twice. First pitch from Aldridge is over, but low for ball one. 11-6 ball game. Indianapolis in the driver's seat. Fans, don't forget that you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Aldred back to work and throws a soft one off the outside corner. 2-0. Clippers backstop has three home runs on the year. Swings here, nubs it on the third base side. That's going to hug the line. Does it stay fair? Oh, boy, just got foul. And Bissonnette touches it up before it reaches the third base bag. It got about 80 feet up the third base line. Refusing to go foul, but then finally, one revolution too many. Got it outside the stripe. It actually hit a clod of dirt or something, or a pebble. After it got into foul territory, Bissonnette was reaching down for it and was heading back toward fair territory. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Kanan Smith and Jigba playing very deep in left field. But the home run power for Lavastida in his brief AAA time has been to right center. The 2-2 is just outside, full count. Clippers have been a team so far this year that hasn't shown any quit. Put themselves in a position to win games late. 3-2 offerings, swung on and fouled away, got a piece of it. Aldred has his sign, goes into the motion, and the 3-2 is hit right back to him. He's going to go to second for one. The relay to first is in time for a double play, 1-4-3. Two down now for David Fry. Fry in the right-handed batter's box waits. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. He was out in front a bit. Fry is 0-3 so far today. Clippers, 6 runs on 9 hits. More often than not, that'll win you a ball game, but Clippers have allowed 11 this evening on 12 hits. Indianapolis has committed the game's only error. Next pitch to Fry is outside. Carter Bins runs through the signs. There's no activity in the Indy bullpen. The pitch is low. The Indians trying to get two innings from Cal Aldred. They got two innings from Matt Eckelman. Eckelman, two scoreless innings today. Came in with an 11.5 ERA, so that, I would assume, would be a big confidence booster for the big fella. 2-1. Fouled back and onto the roof. Bounced back down to the main seating bowl. A nice catch made by a fan down there. Fans here at Victory Field have been having a good night. They've seen the home team put 11 runs on the board. 2-2 now, and it's swung on and missed strike three. That'll do it for the Clippers. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning in the Circle City with Indy on top, 11-6.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Anthony Castro on to pitch for the Clippers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Indianapolis leading them 11-6. Clippers have rolled out a new reliever. Essentially every inning since the fourth inning. Eli Lingos gave up a run in the fourth. Nick Michalacik in the fifth. Justin Garza in the sixth. And Jake Jewell in the seventh faced the minimum, retiring all three that they faced. Josh Bissonnette, 0-for-1 with a couple of walks and two runs scored. Both of those came in the 9-run Indianapolis third inning. Castro's been up and down with Cleveland several times this year. Delivers a called strike, a fastball at 93 miles per hour. Guardians got him from Toronto in a trade right before the start of the regular season in exchange for Bradley Zimmer. Zimmer has not hit much with Toronto. The check swing and a breaking ball, doesn't matter. It's a called strike, 0-2. Castro on for the 12th time in a Clippers uniform. A win, a loss, and a 2.31 ERA. Next pitch, soft serve into shallow right field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Castro had him out on his front foot, and Bissonnette was just able to slow his bat down enough to flick it into right field. Castro has allowed 4 runs, 3 earned, on 7 hits over 11 and two-thirds innings. He's walked 6. He struck out 15. Opponents batting just 167 against him. Not a lot of hard contact. That base hit was not hard contact. But it has a man on with nobody out for O'Neill Cruz. Cruz swings and hits a bullet line drive foul down the third base line. He almost took out the third base coach, the bullpen protector, and the right-hander warming up down bullpen way. I mean, he hits the ball hard now. And he does it on pitches that aren't in the meat of the strike zone either. Fastball pumped right by him. How about 98 on the radar gun? I think that's the hardest pitch we have seen Castro throw all season long. Cruz at 6'7", has tremendously long levers. He chops this one out towards the second baseman. Fermin's going to get it to second for one. The relay won't be anywhere near in time. You know what? O'Neill Cruz doesn't have great numbers. His batting average is in the 230s. He's got power. He's up to, I think, 9 home runs now. But defensively, he's made a few spectacular plays, but tonight he's made some bad ones. And basically, when the Clippers have seen him this year, he hasn't played well defensively. All that is true. But I can absolutely see why he is the top-ranked prospect in this Pittsburgh system, because the physical tools he possesses are a rare, rare thing. For a guy that size to be able to run as fast as he does, he covers obviously a ton of ground with his strides, but he is a fast base runner. He has a cannon for an arm. And again, his ability to find the baseball on the barrel of his bat consistently. Sometimes he hits it into the ground. Sometimes he hits it into the air. But it's almost always a hard hit ball. This is a rare individual. To hit a ball that hard to the second baseman and to not even come close to turning a double play, remarkable. As Bissonnette put away on the 4-6 fielder's choice, Kanan Smith and Jigba at the plate, still a home run shy of the cycle. 1-2 pitch coming from Castro, and it's popped foul out of play. We'll do it again. Smith and Jigba singled in the first, and in the third inning, doubled and tripled, drove in a run with both of those hits. Fly to center field in the fifth inning, medium deep. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with the career of O'Neill Cruz. And when he gets back to the major leagues, he's been there. When he gets back to the major leagues, how they approach him and try to exploit the holes in his swing. The 1-2 fouled away once more. The holes are there. Anybody of that size, you just can't cover the entire strike zone. His game-changing three-run triple was a pitch that was, it looked to be a foot off the plate. A 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Castro. And there are two away. Runner at first base for Jiwon Bae, looking ahead to the Clippers' ninth inning. They'll be down to their last trip to the plate. Mitch Tolman, Jose Fermin, and Will Benson do up. Bae has one hit in four trips to the plate today, an RBI single. Swings at the first pitch and slashes it foul. Out of play down the left side. Next pitch misses. It's 1-1. Christopher Melendez is the right-hander warming up for the Indians. Clippers lit up Melendez earlier in the series. Mastro from the high set. Kicks and fires, and a breaking ball misses the outside corner. 2-1. Long look in from the Clippers right-hander. The pitch. Hit on the ground towards first base. And it'll be fielded actually by the second baseman, Fermin. And they're going to say that Fermin's throw pulled Castro off the bag. I wouldn't be surprised to see that score to base hit. And O'Neill Cruz, again, just utilizing that speed, goes first to third on the play. The Clippers threw over there to try and get him and couldn't. Yeah, Castro touched first, and then the throw was a little bit late. And so his foot came off the bag before the ball got into his glove. First pitch swing, a little dunk job to shallow left field. Coming on hard, Will Brennan. And he cannot make the catch. He got some leather underneath of it, but could not quite secure it. And so on the very first pitch to Mason Martin, he dunks it into left field for an RBI single. Bay goes to third. And that is now a 12-6 lead for Indianapolis. Fastball here is up and away for ball one. Rain picking up now. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It is hit foul down the left field line. Adolfo Castro at the plate. One ball, one strike to him. He's got an RBI double in four trips to the plate today. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Here's the offering. And a breaking ball is over but just low. 2-1 count. 12 runs, 15 hits for Indianapolis. 6 runs, 9 hits for the Clippers. Ground ball, left side. And that will be out number 3 as Bobby Bradley touches first base with the baseball. And so Castro is put away, and the Clippers come up in the ninth needing a half dozen to tie. We'll be back after this.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing preparing your legacy. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Christopher Melendez on to pitch in the ninth inning. It's a six-run ball game. Indianapolis leading 12-6. This is the third time this year that the Clippers have allowed double-digit runs to an opponent. The first two games, the Clippers won. They beat Syracuse 15-12 on April the 5th and a 15-11 win against Toledo on June 2nd. They're going to need a big ninth inning here. Mitch Tolman homered in the second. He's 1-for-3. First pitch fastball from Melendez is a strike called on the outer black. Next pitch, fastball at 96 miles per hour, high and away. Another fastball, not close, at 96, makes it 2-1. Melendez, two wins and three losses, a .435 earned run average in 17 appearances. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and missed 2-2. He has struck out 28 batters in 20 and two-thirds innings. Three home runs allowed. It's been much better here at home than on the road. 3.35 ERA versus 5.63 away from Victory Field. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Tolman put away. Here's Jose Fermin. Fermin is 0-for-3, reached on an error in the seventh inning, came around to score. Indianapolis with a win tonight will wrap up the series. Fermin looks at a fastball inside 1-0. Next pitch, breaking ball, misses inside, two balls and nothing. Indianapolis came into this series at even 500, 26-26. They're now two games over. The Clippers 10 games over, but in danger of possibly falling farther behind in the International League West Division. This is not really the time of year you worry too much about the standings, but it's always better to be in first. Next pitch to Fermin on 3-0. That's a called strike at 97 miles per hour. Nashville, incidentally, leading 2-0 at home now in the bottom of the sixth inning against the Norfolk Tides. 3-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Fermin looked to be taking the whole way. When you're down six runs, you need base runners. When you get to a three-ball count, you take that walk if they give it to you. Now it's 3-2 in the pitch. She swings and misses strike three. Well, Melendez, you know, wants to do work here against the Clippers. They beat him up in the first matchup in this series. And Melendez has come out throwing gas. Pretty dominant here. Leaves it up to Will Benson. Benson singled back in the first inning. Since then, he is grounded to second and to short and popped to the third baseman. He's 1-for-4. Boy, the Clippers were just rolling offensively in the first three innings, and then when Indy blew up for nine, it just seemed to take the wind out of their sails. Pitch. Fastball misses the inside corner. Three balls and nothing. Benson waits. Here comes the 3-0. And it's in for a called strike. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Here comes the 3-1. And Benson takes high and tight for ball four. Benson aboard for the second time today. Brings up Alex Call. He's been aboard twice. Call homered in the first inning, walked in the seventh. There's not really been a ball touched against Melendez so far here in the ninth inning. Mitch Tolman, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Here's a breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1. Right-hander goes to work. Another breaking ball. This one is called low. Next pitch. Came with a fastball, and it's at the knees for a called strike. Clippers down to their final strike here. The pitch. Fouled back onto the roof. Call battling. Fouling off a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Melendez has his sign, deals a breaking ball, popped up first base side. That will reach the seats, though, in foul territory. Melendez at 21 pitches, the vast majority of them upper 90s fastballs. Next pitch, fouled away again. Two breaking ball up and in. Almost hit him. Or excuse me, that was a 1-2 breaking ball. Now it's 2-2. Melendez trying to dry his hand off on his pants. He's been doing some hard work out there. Here comes his 2-2. And once again, Alex Call wastes a good fastball. The 2-2 pitch again, and that one's inside, almost hit him. Melendez came out of his delivery a little bit. Fastball came in at just 91, so it's a full count. Benson will be in motion on the pitch. Here it comes. And it's high for ball four. Two strikeouts, now two walks. And Indy's going to have to get somebody up in the bullpen, you would think. With the pitch count mounting now, I've got him at 26 in this inning. Will Brennan with a chance at a four-hit night. Brennan singled in the first, in the fifth, and in the seventh, and he drew a walk in the third. First pitch to him, almost hit him, a breaking ball. The Clippers have only two four-hit games this year. Brennan's three-hit game is the 30th by the Clippers this year. Brennan's third already. Mitch Tolman has six three-hit games this year. Time called. The catcher, Carter Binns, heads out to have a word and really probably just to give a breather to Christopher Melendez. One ball, no strikes to Brennan. Two outs in the ninth. Fastball, that's a strike. Free and easy, 97. Melendez back to work. The 1-1 fastball swung on and missed. 1-2. Again, Melendez one strike away. He's ready. He deals. And that ball is hit to shallow right field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Went with the breaking ball. And Will Brennan does it again. A four-hit night for the kid. Will Benson scores on the play. In from second base, and it's a 12-7 ball game. Clippers still a long way away. Bobby Bradley will try and keep it rolling. Now Indy does have some stirrings in their bullpen. Bradley 1-for-4 with a double. Takes a first pitch fastball in for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch. Fastball almost hit Bradley in the ankle. The 1-1. Popped up. Shallow left field. Heading out is Cruz and Bissonnette. And does anybody catch it? I don't know. The umpire makes the out signal. Who's got the baseball? Paul Bissonnette has the baseball. That's your ball game. That's how it's going to go down. We'll look and see the replay here. But officially, it is going to go as a pop-up to the third baseman. Bissonnette ranging out, snatched his glove out, and he did indeed keep it off the grass for out number three. Clippers fall tonight 12-7 against Indianapolis.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, a good day for the Clippers offensively doesn't amount to a victory as they fall against the Indianapolis Indians. Final score 12-7 here at Victory Field. The Clippers had the early lead. Alex Call hit a two-run home run in the first. Mitch Tolman had a solo job, and then Nolan Jones came through with a two-run double in the third inning to put the Clippers on top 5-1. But the wheels came off in the bottom of the third. Indianapolis scored 9 runs. They would tack on another in the fourth and the eighth. The Clippers got single runs in the seventh and ninth. Their offensive total wins you the game most nights. 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Clippers left 6 men on base, but Indianapolis scored 12 runs on 15 hits with an error and 5 men left. Game took 2 hours and 50 minutes to play in front of 8,716 at Victory Field. Heath Hembrick credited with a win. Tobias Myers suffers the loss. He is now 1-6 on the season. Big offensive days for several Clippers, though. Alex Call, as I said, had that 2-run home run. Will Brennan had a 4-hit night, just the third 4-hit game for the Clippers this season. Nolan Jones with 2 more hits. So a lot of good things did happen, but it did not result in a Clippers victory. We wrap up the series tomorrow at 1:35. The Clippers will try and salvage the finale. They cannot tie the series. Best they can do is 2-4 against Indy. So that'll do it from Victory Field tonight. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow for Game 6. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 1:30 in the afternoon. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell saying one final time from the Circle City. Indy beats the Clippers 12-7. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.